Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy here today, with temperatures nearly steady in the lower 20s for the morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. A rollover accident south of Stanton Sunday morning was blamed on icy road conditions. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a vehicle driven by 70-year-old Carolyn Houston of Stanton was traveling southbound on O Avenue just south of 250th Street at around 10 a.m. when the vehicle hit a patch of ice and left the road before sliding into the west ditch. In the ditch, the vehicle came into contact with the embankment of a driveway, causing it to go airborne before landing and rolling over onto the driver's side. Houston, who was trapped in her vehicle, was extricated by Stanton Fire and Rescue using the jaws of life. She was transported by Stanton Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Say goodbye to painful long-term contracts and hello to a better relationship with U.S. Cellular. Switch now and get a $300 family switcher bonus when you sign up for a new family plan. U.S. Cellular. Hello. Hello better. Get a $300 bonus when you switch to U.S. Cellular with a family plan. Smartphone required on at least one line. Offer ends April 1st. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it about time you switched? Come see me for your $300 family switcher bonus at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
Well, a public hearing will be held in Atlantic Wednesday evening during the city council meeting with regard to an amendment of the city's zoning ordinance to allow a portion of land in the southeastern part of the city to be rezoned from low-density single-family dwellings, or R2, to multiple-family, or R4, dwellings. The hearing and first reading of the ordinance follows discussion pertaining to traffic issues along 19th Street in the area of a proposed new subdivision. Local developer Don Sontag is asking the council to approve rezoning of a portion of the Southern Heights 2 addition along East 19th Street. During the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on January 29th, the commission voted 4-3 to approve the matter and forwarded it to the full council for its consideration and vote. In approving Sontag's request, the commission agreed that he would not be required to provide for any street connections envisioned in the city's comprehensive plan or as shown on the original plat. Concerns about the street connection aspect of the proposal have been raised by the city attorney and others with regard to traffic flow on 22nd and 19th Streets, especially with regard to the width of 19th Street west of Redwood Drive and the proposed installation of a cul-de-sac instead of a through street, which some say would be more conducive to better traffic flow and provide easier access to emergency vehicles. In other business, the Atlantic City Council on Wednesday will act on resolutions accepting work on two paving and storm sewer improvement projects, the plans and specifications for the 2013 street improvement projects, and authorization of bids, and the setting of February 20th as the date for a public hearing with regard to the issuance of general obligation bonds not to exceed $2.72 million for the city's capital improvement plan for fiscal year 2014. Street improvements make up just over 70% of the bond amount, about $1.91 million, with stormwater improvements coming in at just under 10%, or $270,000, and building improvements making up 3%, or $90,000. Equipment purchases and repairs make up just under 17% at $450,000 of that bond. The council's meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Well, nearly 2 years after questions first arose about the way Iowa asked for bids on law enforcement radios, some vendors are still complaining. At the heart of the dispute is the question of whether the state is trying to set up the bidding process to favor Motorola radio and make it impossible for other radio manufacturers to be chosen. The Des Moines Register reports the contract would be worth more than $7 million after Michael Miller with Marshalltown-based Raycom complained to lawmakers. State officials faced scrutiny and pulled the original proposal, but Miller says the state's current third attempt to buy radios that's under consideration now is still flawed, and he said the requirements of the bid are too specific, so the Harris radios he sells would be eliminated. And Republican Congressman Steve King plans to use a new leadership position, that is, to press for a reduction in food stamps or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits.
These benefits, call them that, nutrition benefits, are for people that need them, that are needy, and they're not for anyone else.
The monthly benefit for a single food stamp recipient is just under $134. King is the new chairman of the House subcommittee that oversees operations of the USDA, including the food stamp program. He won re-election in November by defeating Christy Vilsack, wife of U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, the chief of the USDA. King says he's worked with Vilsack before when the two were serving in the Iowa Senate and when Vilsack was governor, and will be able to do so again.
Tom Vilsack has excellent credentials, and he is always well prepared, and he thinks things through well, and I'd like to think that we have a mutual respect for each other's ability, even though we carry different political philosophies into the arena.
King is critical of Vilsack's philosophy on food stamps.
The Department of Agriculture has been advocating to push more and more SNAP benefits out, and in doing so, the argument that came from the Secretary was that for every dollar worth of food stamps you hand out, you get $1.84 in economic activity. I completely reject that economic philosophy.
King says that fraud in the food stamp program needs to be addressed. In 2004, the USDA quit issuing paper stamps, and Americans who qualify for food stamps now get a plastic card they can swipe at a store. News time is 7:13.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In the funeral announcements, Nadine Greiner, age 89, of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Services for Nadine Greiner will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Elva Colvin, age 97, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Elva Colvin will be today at 2 o'clock in the Oaklawn Cemetery at Oakland. A reconvened funeral home in Oakland has arrangements.